This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Tampa, Florida man who participated in the January 6th Capitol riots will spend 8 months in prison after he was sentenced for a felony charge stemming from the incident. Prosecutors had sought an 18-month sentence for 38-year-old Paul Allard Hodgkins. Hodgkins, a supporter of former President Donald Trump, made his way into the Senate chamber on January 6th as President Joe Biden's election win was being certified. He was never accused of assault or property damage, but pleaded guilty last month to obstructing an official proceeding. His lawyer characterized his participation as, quote, the story of a man who for just 1 hour on one day lost his bearings, who made a fateful decision to follow the crowd. Prosecutors said that instead of turning around once inside the Capitol, Hodgkins, quote, pressed forward. They characterized his actions as a grave danger to our democracy. More than 500 people were charged with various crimes related to the attack, with 165 accused of assaulting or impeding police officers, this according to the Justice Department. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, says Belarus has detained its correspondent, Oles Dushinsky, as President Alexander Lukashenko continues to crack down on independent media. Dushinsky's relatives told RFERL that police detained him on July 16th after his apartment in Minsk was searched. His detainment came the same day as police and security forces raided the offices and homes of several independent journalists across Belarus, including RFERL's offices in Minsk. The raids resulted in the detention of several people, including two other RFERL correspondents. The media accreditation for all three journalists was annulled in October. This is VOA News. Iraqi medical officials say a roadside bomb attack has targeted the Baghdad suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens of others at a crowded market. The bombing happened a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when the market was busy with shoppers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State group has claimed similar attacks in the area before. It was the third time this year that a bomb hit a market in the densely populated neighborhood in eastern Baghdad. The United States on Monday released Abdul Latif Nasser, a one-time Taliban commander in Afghanistan, from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He was sent to his native Morocco after being held at Guantanamo for 19 years. It was the first transfer of a Guantanamo detainee under U.S. President Joe Biden. A senior administration official told reporters the U.S. is very much focused, subject to national security reviews, on transferring more Guantanamo prisoners to other countries willing to take them and closing the prison. Nasser, who is 56, was released to Morocco 5 years ago after senior U.S. officials first determined he was no longer a significant threat to U.S. security. But the facility on the eastern tip of Cuba once housed more than 700 terrorism suspects in the aftermath of the September 11th, 2001 Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. Human rights activists have criticized the United States for its operation of the highly secure prison, asserting the detention of such a large number of fighters captured on battlefields throughout the Mideast and South Asia was excessive and their treatment at Guantanamo inhumane. 39 prisoners remain at Guantanamo. U.S. officials said Monday that as many as 2,500 Afghans will be airlifted out of Afghanistan as the United States completes its withdrawal from the country after nearly two decades of war. The officials said the Afghans will initially be housed at an army base south of Washington. When flights begin later this month, the group includes about 700 interpreters and others who aided U.S. forces, as well as their families. They will eventually be resettled elsewhere in the United States. And the United Nations Education and Culture Agency has removed from its list of threatened World Heritage Sites a nature reserve in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The reserve in question is Salunga National Park. It's the largest public park in the Central African country. It's Africa's largest protected rainforest and home to 40% of the Earth's bonobo apes, along with several other endangered species. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.